Hello, I'm Emmanuel Wachendo, and this is Diplomatic Signals, where we try to understand the interactions between state and non-state actors on the international stage. The question of the day: what is realism and idealism in international relations? While individuals are governed by morals, states will indulge in immoral excess at the pursuit of power and security, for example. This, to my understanding, is the position taken by the realists. The realists do not impose moral considerations in their prescriptions for their diagnosis of state actions. International relations idealists, on the other hand, would consider moral shortfalls in state action as gaps to be corrected and morally upright actions by states as points to be celebrated. The idealist Count Franklin Delano Roosevelt and his work in founding the United Nations as decidedly idealist pursuits. George Herbert Walker Bush's attempts in Iraq and Afghanistan to realize a neoliberal dream through state-to-state intervention are characterized by the realists as idealist excesses. The means that realists and idealists' policies and outcomes, or rather the means of realists and idealists' policies and outcomes, are not the exclusive preserve of any political party, whether Democrat or Republican. In closing, the realist and idealist debate can be taken not as hallowed truths, but as perspectives used to enrich the conversation and policy making around any particular international relations theory. China and the United States, for example, are not the pure forces of malevolence or benevolence that any pundit or propagandist may have us believe. Global and international relations involve state and non-state interactions that are more complex and nuanced than a simple metaphor may capture. In sum, policies can have both realist and idealist intentions and consequences that may or may not respect the inclinations of their creator.